The EU has announced that it was moving forward with creating a joint contribution to the World Health Organization. It is clear we are again out of step with our allies as they look to the larger and greater good, and that we are led to a narrower and lesser good. The change in the American character and psyche may only last as long as POTUS is president, although I tend to think there is a reshaping which has occurred, the outcome of which is unclear. The president announced that the burden of reopening, gathering testing equipment, and decision-making was being shifted to the states. Is this a recognition of states' rights and a philosophical belief that that is where the decisions should rest? There is a substantial amount of debate among healthcare professionals that a national response is required. So you might ask, why is POTUS acting in this fashion? I suspect, unfortunately, the answer is simple. He is shifting the responsibility, and in the event of failure, he can blame the governors, a perfect campaign strategy. This past week, POTUS and Mr. Kushner declared victory. Nixon and Kissinger did the same in Vietnam. Did anyone believe it? Nope. On Thursday, POTUS attempted to blame Obama for leaving bad and broken test for something that didn't exist on January 20th, 2017. Delusion grows, not a good sign. The Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department are establishing a program to hand out $500 billion through the use of bond purchases from large U.S. corporations. This will put $500 trillion of cash into corporate coffers with no requirements to save jobs, pay employees, nor any limits on executive bonuses and or other compensation. And I'm sure lots of other hidden details which this non-congressional action has instituted. Let us also not miss the point that this will increase the deficit most likely by $500 trillion. Although these bonds will have to be repaid with interest, there is no indication as to the term of the bonds nor the required interest rates. This looks like Mr. Mnuchin and POTUS are again rewarding their friends to the detriment of all of us. Locusts swarm Africa in a second and more catastrophic wave. This will contribute to further food shortages and starvation. COVID-19 will likely add to the disaster in this region. The news has been replete with stories of meatpacking plants closing and now with poultry plants closing. Experts are predicting that there will be a shortage of meat and chicken. POTUS's solution is to order the plants to stay open. The employees say, you haven't made it safe yet. Clearly, there is not a lack of steers or cows, or for that matter, chickens, but getting them processed is going to be a problem. We in the North Country have an advantage because there are many individual processors, small farms, who are in fact taking advantage of expanding their business, which is good for all of us. We obviously can shift to fish as an option. As the country is attempting to reopen, many large companies, including Macy's, The Gap, TGI Fridays, Best Buy, and Starbucks, amongst many others, are basically sitting tight and not preparing to open in the short term. These companies are looking at consumer surveys, market analysis, and infection rates, and presumably running diagnostics and algorithms to determine not only when it might be safe to open, but when consumers will return to shop. Opening a store and having no one come is a further burn on cash. It would be refreshing if the let's open crowd, Mr. Trump and the governors, really approach these issues in a business-like fashion. That is, getting data first and then deciding, not the reverse. There are some interesting statistics that I think are worth noting relative to our growing debt. The world has a debt of $253 trillion. The U.S., $23.18 trillion. U.S. GDP is $21.54 trillion. And our current deficit for fiscal year 2019 is $3.7 trillion. There is no doubt that we needed to create a stimulus packages of the magnitude that have been passed to date, and we may need more. As I indicated before, Republicans, until the 2017 Tax Act, were deficit and debt hawks. Now, they are unicorns, nowhere to be found. We need a plan to manage the debt. And the first is by eliminating deficits, even if that means cutting into the military budget. We have to rethink our entire strategic defense strategy in terms of how we will interact in the world, what our military should be charged with doing, and doing a postmortem on Iraq and Afghanistan, since it is very clear that no matter how long we stay, when we leave, chaos will ensue. Unfortunately, for the inhabitants of that region, chaos has existed for centuries.